So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Bhakti Vinod Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your willing association and time for us. So now I would like to hand over the call to you. Now, Prabhuji, you please can take over. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामि इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा. हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन. टुडे वी विल रीड चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला 19 चैप्टर 19 वर्स 154 एंड 155. 154 वर्स 154. तबेयाय तद उपरि गोलोक वृंदावन कृष्ण चरण कल्प वृक्षे करे आरोहण. तबे देर आफ्टर याय गोज तद उपरि टू द टॉप ऑफ दैट द स्पिरिचुअल स्काई गोलोक वृंदावन टू द प्लैनेट नोन एज गोलोक वृंदावन दैट कृष्णा लिव्स. Krishna Charana of the Lord's feet of the Lord, Kalpa Vrikshe on the desire tree, Kare Arohana climbs. Translation, being watered by Shravana Kirtana, the Bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the Lord's feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavana, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. So it starts with the watering process of the bhakti creeper, being watered by Shravana Kirtana, the bhakti grows, bhakti creeper grows more and more. So Shravana Kirtana in general, when it is talked about, it refers to all limbs of devotional service. It starts with Shravana Kirtana. Then we know the nine limbs of devotional service. It refers to all the limbs actually. But since Shravana Kirtana is where one foot puts one's first step forward, that's mentioned. But still, Shravana Kirtana is not anyway lesser than other aspects of devotional service. All limbs of devotional service are equally potent. How can someone say that a part of Krishna is less potent and another part of Krishna is more potent? That's a material estimation. But since Krishna is absolute, all limbs are equally potent. So here Shravana Kirtana is given a lot of stress. So it said Bhakti Creeper. It is very interesting that it doesn't say plant or a tree or anything. Bhakti is referred to as a creeper, Bhakti Lata. If you look at creepers in the garden, creepers always, they have a support. They are never independent. A strong tree can, you know, it looks like the tree is independent, can stand on its own by the roots that are tightly held. And like, you know, how the redwood trees in the West Coast, how all the roots are very tightly knit. So it's amazing how trees can stand so steadily independent. So bhakti is always referred to as creeper. The reason being, creepers always need some support to hang on. Creepers, if there is no support, like a pole or any kind of a tree or something nearby, then the creepers, they just grow on the ground. They always keep touching the ground. But if they find a pole or a tree, they climb that. We know that. They climb. They're also called climbers. They climb that. So the same way, the bhakti of anyone, how much ever advanced a person is, or how much ever low beginner a person is, in whatever level a person is, a bhakti always rests on a support. Without support, it's hard to survive in the life of a devotee. It's very hard to survive. Because it's a creeper, and the support is always coming from Krishna and those devotees who are very dear to Krishna. So, you know, one should never think oneself to be independent. In the beginning, one naturally feels humble because everything is new, and anyone who teaches anything about devotion, they always appear advanced to us, very elevated to us. And we really cling on to those things. So it's so ecstatic. But as one gains experience and knowledge, one shouldn't start thinking that, okay, now I can make it on my own. That's not how the creepers work. Creepers are always supported. So a creeper needs a very good attention and care, however old the creeper is. The creeper may be 3 years old or maybe 1 month old, but still the creepers need support to hang on. And that support constantly comes from Krishna and the devotees. So therefore this creeper needs so much attention and care. Like one should always think that this bhakti that I have is a creeper. Even after the perfection stage, it's a creeper. So the verse goes on to say that in this way, it attains the shelter. So it here refers to the bhakti creeper, attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost region of spiritual sky. So amazing that the verse never goes on to say that the creeper becomes a tree or anything. It's still a creeper. So here, there's a mention about a sprinkling of water, watering that creeper by the process of Shravana Kirtana. So, and then after watering, the after effects of watering, the result obtained by watering by Shravana Kirtana, Anudinam, which means every day, whenever there is opportunity, if not every day. Whenever there is opportunity. So even if it's, you know, every time, there's no problem. So when we say that the result that is obtained, this verse says the result obtained by that watering is this attaining the shelter of the desire tree of lotus feet of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, he says to Sanatana Goswami, he mentions this Shravana and everything. In Sanatana Goswami's instructions that Mahaprabhu gives, Sanatana Siksha, he says that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kare Udai. So by performing Shravana Kirtana, or Shravana here, just Shravanadi is very, Shravana has given so much stress here, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte. By performing Sadhana Bhakti, such as Shravan, one's heart gets purified, and the Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema arises in the heart. It says Udaya. So Udaya means arise, just like the sun rises from the horizon. So, you know, this Udaya, Krishna Prema arises in the heart. And it says Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Why Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema? Because Krishna Prema is not something new. It is eternally existent. Eternally existent in its perfectional stage. It's not that bhakti is created by some construction process. Bhakti is eternally existent in the spiritual world. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. It eternally exists in the hearts of the Nitya Siddha devotees in the spiritual world. So it's already perfect. But it arises in the heart, just like the sun rises and then gives light to the earth. So, Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte. Shuddha Chitte, the chitta or our unconscious heart is purified. Shuddha Chitte, Kare Udai. And Krishna Prema is the sadhya. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema sadhya kabuna. That's the sadhya, that's the goal for anything and everything that a person does. So there may be different instructions given by the spiritual master. Guru may give different instructions, so many different instructions, different types of instructions to different people. But there are also common instructions. But the sadhya is, sadhya should not be forgotten, is this Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabuna. The Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, the Udai, Kare Udai, that should rise in the heart, that should not be forgotten. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Sridhi Sadhita. So he says this bhakti is eternally existent in the pure devotees. It's eternally existent in the pure devotees. And it manifests. The pure devotees may be in the spiritual world, or there may be pure devotees walking on this earth now. Bhakti is eternally existent. And it descends from the internal potency, the spiritual world. Udaya arises. But it's eternally existent. It's not something newly created. Because devotees are eternal. Krishna's devotees are eternal. So bhakti is eternally existent, and it manifests in the heart of a sadhaka by the grace of the Guru. So that's how Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Siddhi Sadhyata. So while writing commentaries for this verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Jiva Goswami wrote a commentary. And then Mukunda Das Goswami also wrote a commentary. And they write that this Nitya Siddha Bhava here, in this verse, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Hridi Sadhyata. This actually refers to the Bhava of Nitya Siddha Bhaktas. So from them only it descends. And this is, in essence, the result of this hearing and chanting every day, constantly. So really, what the devotees have to do is perform the sadhana bhakti, the limbs, like hearing, chanting, etc. That's it. And then everything else happens automatically. There's no need to break one's head about so many things. So the verse goes on to say about Goloka Vrindavana, the topmost region in the spiritual sky. And then Srila Prabhupada so nicely has written a purport for this verse. He immediately jumps to Sri Brahma Samhita to describe about what Goloka Vrindavan is like. Prabhupada just couldn't resist. He immediately throws in Brahma Samhita verse for Goloka Vrindavan. So, Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis Thabirya Eva Nijarupa Taya Kalabi Golok Eva Nivashati Akilatma Bhutho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So it says, starts with Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Translation, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. He resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extension of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. So that's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. So although Krishna exists in his own plan at Goloka Vrindavan, and this is very much connected with this verse, because says the creeper goes up to Goloka Vrindavan and attains the feet, Krishna Charana, attains the feet of the Lord. But Prabhupada says that in the purport that Krishna exists in his own plan at Goloka Vrindavan, but he is also present everywhere. He's also present everywhere. Then he quotes Antantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. In his Srishti Leela, as Mahavishnu and expansions, they are present within the universes completely. And they are innumerable and also present within the atom. Innumerable, present in all universes, and also present within the atoms. That's the amazing thing. Antantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastam. Paramanu, Anu means the smallest particle. And then Paramanu means the smallest. Anu is like small, Paramanu, the smallest particle. Yeah, we call it atom these days. But of course, even within atoms, so many things are there. So many small, small things, protons, neutrons, electrons, so many. But who knows, there may be even things smaller than that. Science hasn't discovered yet. Maybe it will in the future. But Shastra says Paramanu is the smallest. So inside Paramanu, the Lord also resides. As Paramatma, he enters into every atom. And not only that, also he is present in the heart of all living entities. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. He is present in the heart of all living entities. So this is the all-pervasive potency. All-pervasive potency of the Lord. So why it says the creeper goes and then extends all the way up to Golok and everything. But in spite of being all-pervasive, why is that? Because this Paramatma features, the Mahavishnu features, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, they are in charge of this material realm. And they are very busy. And they are very neutral also. They are quite neutral. Because Paramatma doesn't interfere. Paramatma won't stop if a person tries to do something. Whether it's favorable to him or unfavorable to him or her, doesn't matter. Paramatma sanctions. Paramatma is very neutral. Because the karma takes over in the material world. Every person has his karma. And then any new action, again, the karmic load gets accumulated. Because it's like karma is like a missionary created in the material world. So Lord doesn't interfere. But Lord has his role here. That's just really like he creates the world and then absorbs it and then again inhales, exhales the universes. So that keeps going on. But the real, the Lord having a loving relationship with his bhaktas, that happens in the spiritual world. The pastimes there, that happens there. So there the Lord is not concerned about this material world because that is taken care of by the Paramatma features. So even though the Lord is all pervaded, it's a different feature. But actually a person who is in knowledge knows that it is the same Lord who is doing this. As Prabhupada often says, Lord at home and Lord in the office. So he has his so-called duties to perform. But at home he enjoys, always, eternally. He expands and does this and he's also there. There's no difference. So a devotee knows that there's no big difference. It's the same Lord. So therefore, he's not too far away. If anyone feels that he's so far, no, he's in the heart of, he's in our heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. He's present in the heart of all living entities. But a person doesn't know that. A person in ignorance does not know that. So that is the reason why Sri Jiva Goswami always nails down the point that the real problem is ignorance. Ignorance, that's the real problem. There is a deer called a kasturi in the Himalayas. It has some glands that produces excellent fragrance, Kasturi deer. Of course, it's becoming a very endangered species now. Hardly any Kasturi deers now. But still, I think some people breed them. And the garlands, the scent glands, they have the scent glands, and they are so expensive, actually. It's even used to manufacture natural perfumes, and it's also used in many Ayurvedic medicines for treatment of psychological disorders. And so many problems, the nervous system issues, so sometimes what happens is because it smells so wonderful, the Kasturi deer will start searching for the smell without realizing that it's coming from, himself. So it starts searching for the smell. So in that way, the Lord, who is filled with blissful spiritual rasa, Ananda Chinmaya rasa, the Lord is filled with that, and He is in the heart. But what everyone is doing, everyone searching for happiness elsewhere, just like that Kasturi deer. Kasturi is searching for the source of that amazing smell. They also have very great capability to smell things, even better than humans. So the deer is searching. And so in the same way, this living entity is searching for happiness. Ultimately, any philosophy, whatever big systems, however complicated it is, however scholarly it is, ultimately the goal is how to become happy. That's what the goal of all philosophy is. How to make a permanent situation for happiness, or how even any material endeavor is just for that only. That's what everyone's looking for. How to become happy. That's it. So everyone's searching for happiness, just like the deer, without understanding the source of that happiness. The source is actually in their heart, situated as Paramatma. So that's what is happening. So when Prabhupada hints that's what he's trying to say, that the Lord is all-pervading. He's everywhere. And one who realizes that becomes happy. So because we bumped into this example of Kasturi, there is a verse by Bilva Mangala in his Krishna Karnamritam. Krishna Karnamritam, he wrote Krishna Karnamritam. Beautiful string of nectarine verses about Krishna. So we will try to read that. Kasturi Tilakam, Lalata Falake, Vakshasthale Kaustubam, Nasagre, Navamauktikam Karatale, Venum Kare Kankanam, Sarvangre Harichandanam Chakalayam, Kante Chamukthavali, Gopastri Pariveshito Vijayate, Gopala Chodamani. So this verse actually mentions about the Kasturi Tilaka. Krishna wears Kasturi Tilakam. Kasturi Tilaka. It says, the Kasturi Tilaka decorates your forehead. And the Kaustubha jewel ornaments your chest. So when the bhakti creeper attains the Lord, that devotee sees face to face the Lord. And the Lord appears like this. From the eyes of, through the eyes of Bilva Mangala Thakur, they are fortunate to... There is a dispute about did Bilva Mangala write this or not, but let's not worry about it. What is important is this bhava of whoever wrote it. Because in those days, many people write a book and they don't put their name on it. And then people will think, oh, okay, Vyasa wrote it. That's what happens. And then they'll say, Vyasadev. People forget that. So like that, some versions of Krishna Karnamadam has this verse, some don't, so we don't have to worry about it. The Kasturi Tilaka decorates your forehead and the Kaustubha jewel ornaments your chest. And then it says, Navamauktika. So that it's a pearl ornament on the nose. Krishna has a pearl ornament on the nose. And then it says, your fingertips are graced by a flute, while your wrist is ornamented with a bracelet. And then your entire body is bedecked with fragrant sandalwood paste. Your neck has a beautiful garland. Then it says, Kante cha muktavali. You gave mukti to the gopis who followed you. Glories to that Lord who proved to be the crest jewel. It says Gopala Chodamani. He is the crest jewel of these cowherds, commoners. They are common people. Glories to the Lord who proved to be the crest jewel of even commoners like the cowherds. Because usually we see devotees, usually we see great, great people are devotees. Someone did some huge thing. Someone did some, huge seva. So many things. So devotees are always described as some great king, like Bharat Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj. That's what we see usually in the scriptures. Because there are so many devotees, but the great people are exemplified in the scriptures because the common man follows what a great person does. That's why the great person has fans. So, whereas Krishna here is so special because he's Gopala Chodamani. He is the crest jewel of commoners. Commoner like a cowherd person. Gopas and gopis, the cowherd community. So glories to such a Lord. So such a wonderful Lord, Krishna, that whenever someone thinks of Krishna, one immediately thinks about the Gokul, the simple cowherd village. So here this Krishna is wearing this kasturi tilaka. So the creeper is actually going up all the way and then reaches Krishna, who wears kasturi tilaka. Whereas in the material world, the deer keeps searching, really never finds it, the source of that beautiful fragrance. But by the process of Shravana Kirtana, the deer-like creeper with innocence finds that Krishna with kasturi tilaka, who is the source of, he is the all-attractive person. He's even the source of the smell, that beautiful fragrance that comes from the kasturi deer. So because he wears the kasturi tilaka, that's his favorite too. So the bhakti creeper attains that. Sees the Lord face to face. The bhakti creeper in the heart of a person attains there, and the person sees the Lord face to face. And then we read the next verse, 155. Tahan vistarita hana phale prema phala ihan mali seche nitya shravanadi jala. So it says the creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love of Krishna, love for Krishna. There it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. So really the verse says Shravanadi Jala, but chanting is also included, because what is the purpose, what is the point in chanting if we don't hear what we are chanting? So therefore, it makes sense to translate this as hearing and chanting, even though it says Shravanadi Jala. So even we are chanting to hear the chanting. So it says here, the creeper expands up to that planet and produces the fruit of love for Krishna. So I heard some people explaining that initially the buds come, the buds, and then buds become fruit. So bhava, prema, all those things. The final fruit, Krishna prema. But thing is, what's important here is the watering of the creeper must never stop. So it says, ihan mali seche nitya shravanadi jala, nitya shravanadi, nitya shravan. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So it never stops, actually. It never stops. The thing is, now maybe somebody is trying to get the self-discipline of hearing and chanting nicely. Yeah, but when a person attains perfection in the stage, then there at that time it's not a forced self-discipline. It is more of a natural process. Just like what may be medicine, now will become a food later. And a person will definitely want it. So initially, someone may think I have to do this, but later a person just loves to do this. So in that way, it never stops actually hearing and chanting. As it is said, I think Rashila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he says, every step is a dance and every word is a song or something, in one of the poems that he wrote. So really this chanting takes place in that way. And remembering, hearing about Krishna, what is Krishna doing? He's in the forest, herding the cows. So that kind of a talk, that kind of a chanting and hearing, it's a different type of chanting and hearing that's done by, you know, devotees, the perfectional stage. But that's also hearing and chanting. They don't talk any mundane, nonsensical things of temporary value. Go to read the news and then see what Donald Trump is doing. They don't do that. When the perfectional stage is attained, the devotee is interested in what Krishna is doing. And he wants to hear what Krishna is doing. And he wants to speak about what Krishna is doing, he or she. So that's what happens. That way, Nitya Shravana, it never stops, even after attaining the fruit of love for Krishna. So we know how Prabhupada stayed up in the night to translate all those things. Such a natural attraction, amazing. That he wouldn't. How did he function? How did he do all these things with a little sleep? This is unbelievable. So that's the difference. So initially one does it with endeavor, and later it becomes a natural thing. So it never really stops. But if someone is thinking that, okay, now I have read everything, now I have accomplished a lot, I'm done, I can relax, that kind of a thought comes only due to offenses. Because Bhakti is a personality. She's Bhakti Devi. She's an internal potency, Ladani Shakti. If we irritate Bhakti Devi, then how can she be with us? If we irritate someone's living close to us, if we keep irritating them, how can they live with us? So that's why such thoughts come only because of offenses. It could be past or current offenses. So therefore, one has to correct one's course. Just like a plane, when it goes from one destination to another, it's always going away from the destination. So always the course gets corrected. No, the plane. So that way one has to correct oneself, one's mentality. If such thought arises, what is the offense am I doing? Am I irritating Bhakti Devi? Am I irritating any person who's practicing Bhakti? So like that, one has to introspect. So that thought never comes to a devotee that, okay, now I don't need to hear and chant anymore. The thought never comes. So I just end this with a small story that I heard. Once there was a family living somewhere, I don't know where, maybe Vrindavan or Mayapur or anywhere, somewhere in India. And it was many years ago. And in those days, Banaras, even now, Banaras is one of the great centers of learning. Banaras. So Navadvip was also one of them. So Banaras is another. So thing is, in Navadvip is famous for Nyaya, the Navya Nyaya. But Banaras is famous for all studies, Vedanta, or Vedanta studies. So great scholars lived there. So even all the Puranas, Upanishads, Vedas, a lot of things. People who want to study, it's like people like to go to a huge university and study sometimes. So they go to, some people go to Banaras to learn. And once a father sent his son to Banaras to learn from the teachers there, to learn Bhagavatam. So the son went and then spent a lot of time, heard and learned Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he came back after many months, many years, I don't know. And then the father asked, so how was it? Did you have good education of Bhagavatam? And the son said, Yes. Did you understand Bhagavatam? Father asked. Son said, yes, I understood Bhagavatam. Then the father sent him again to Banaras. No, I don't think you have understood. You have to go learn again. Repeat the course. Take the course again. And then he went. And then he took the course and came back. And then now the father asked, did you understand Bhagavatam? Yes, I really understand well now because I have taken the course again. It's like a very good revision. Then father sent him again. And then the third or fourth time when he came back, when the father asked, did you understand Bhagavatam? Now the son said, no. No, I haven't. I haven't understood Bhagavatam. So now the father said, no, you have understood Bhagavatam. So that way, if one thinks that, I have understood Bhagavatam, I don't need to hear anymore, or my chanting is very good, I don't need to do anymore, then that's not good. So therefore, one has to do Nitya Shravana of Bhagavatam. So that's what the father was telling, that Bhagavatam, there is no end to the learning of Bhagavatam. One should constantly learn, hear about Krishna from Bhagavatam. Because Krishna is being unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. And there is no end to it, even after attaining perfection stage. So that way the father taught the child that it never ends. We are students forever. And if a person is students forever, then only such a person is qualified to be a teacher. So the education never stops. The hearing and chanting never stops. So really it's education. What is hearing? It's just learning more about Krishna. Learning more about Krishna. Thinking so that our thoughts will be filled with Krishna. And chanting is also about Krishna. Just Krishna, Krishna. So we never forget Krishna. So yeah, so that way Nitya Shravana Rijala, one never stops even after attaining perfection. Yeah, we'll end here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much. A couple of points I thought were really, really interesting and eye-opening was how you said Bhakti Devi is a personality. So we need to be aware of that. And are we irritating her? So I thought that was quite eye-opening. And also when you were saying Savanadi Jal, hearing and chanting, we hear that constantly, but I think as we chant, I know that I tend to forget to hear. And I'm so much concentrating on chanting and not really hearing. And so that also was instructive. And especially when you said that even after you reach that stage, you're still doing Saranadi Jal. You're still hearing and chanting. Only the mood changes a little bit more. And we don't do it because we have to or require to, but we do it because we actually enjoy doing it. And the quality also of the chanting changes. So thank you, Prabhu, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam Sangharis to Srila Prabhupada. So, Prabhu, first of all, I want to thank you for pointing out that it is the creeper, even when it pierces to Goloka Vrindavan. So in the previous class, I made a point, creeper becomes a tree and it pierces. So maybe that is wrong because it is still a bhakti lata. Nowhere it's safe that it actually becomes a something beyond the creeper, right?
Yes, Mataji, yes. Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I think this vriksha, sometimes in different contexts, yeah, they may use the word vriksha, but
I understand. So basically, it is not a strong tree. In the sense, it is a bhakti lata that is very tender and that pierces Goloka. Because last time I said creeper becomes a tree and it pierces. So maybe that wording was wrong. So I apologize for that.
Oh, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So much clarity when we hear your class, especially with respect to concepts, it becomes very clear with respect to concepts. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Guruji, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a
wonderful class, and I like the point most, like the story which you are, you tell in the last. Like sometimes we think like now we got this knowledge, now we know this, now we know this, but it's like we can never know Krishna because Krishna is unlimited. So we should be very humble, and the Father sent him again and again. That's why we should always mind this, that we cannot know Krishna, unlimited Krishna. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that story. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Madhari. Hare Bol.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
I also like that point that about the Srimad Bhagavatam study, and I also had a kind of same kind of teacher that who said it in other way around. In my childhood, he said that the student life is the best life anybody can have. So he said that make sure you enjoy your student, something like that. And I took it other way around. Generally what they are saying is while you are studying in life, in other words, going through high school or college, it's the best life, and enjoy yourself, something like that. But I took it other way around, and I said that, you know, that makes sense, that as long as you're a student, that's, if a student life is the best life, then why I should not become a student all the time so that I can enjoy the best life.
Wow.
Thank you very much for sharing it. You know, it's very nice and glorious that you're mentioning the point. But I'm just sharing from my side that yes, it is true. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for sharing. Nice that you got that thought so early. Okay, anyone else wants to add anything, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I like the prayer you sing, like Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale. So can you sing it one more time?
Sure, Mataji. Just a verse, Sanskrit or the translation?
You can sing the verse.
Okay. Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Falake Vachastale Kaustubham Nasagre Navamauktikam Navamauktikam Karatale Venum Kare Kankanam Sarvange Harichandanam Chakalayam Kante Chamuktavali Gopastri Pariveshtito Vijayate Gopala Chudamani. Yeah, some devotees sing this verse so nicely. I've heard some Sri Vaishnavas sing so beautifully this verse. I don't know how to sing. If someone can sing it, please go ahead.
Any singers? Anyone would like to sing the song?
See, Prabhuji, we sing this. I have heard this prayer like from my childhood. In Maharashtra, there is a marriage ceremony, and they sing the five verses like for but then nobody knows that these are all the prayers for Lord Vishnu, and they sing. And they sing for the other demigods also, like Ganesha and so on. But I heard this prayer always. I mean, this is the main prayer. Everybody sings that for the marriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very famous in Maharashtra.
Like Pandalpur, that area? Or?
Yeah. Pandalpur is also Maharashtra.
Okay. Good. Yeah. How many Krishna devotees are there?
They sing the prayers, make these prayers, Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale. So they sing like very nicely and everybody is having the rice thing in hand, and they will sprinkle on the head of bride and bridegroom. So it's like a blessing they are giving every time, and they sing the prayers for Lord Vishnu.
Wow, okay.
That is called marriage. This is how it's supposed to be. Later on they will do a yajna and everything, but this is the main part of the marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good to know that.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Shamagari Mataji. Thanks for that. Anyone else have any questions or comments for Prabhu? Okay. Thank you all so much for enthusiastically joining and giving us such beautiful morning association. We can end the call now. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the very beautiful class. Vancha kalpata rogeshcha kalpatubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Srila Srila Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. His grace Bhakti Vinode Prabhu ki jai. Ananta koti vaishnavendu ki jai.
All glories to the assembly devotees. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhu.
Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hari Bol. Thanks. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.